Yes, thank you for checking out the podcast, dude. So I'm doing both a recording and live version, so I'll probably edit this one, and the unedited one will be on, you know, my audio podcast. So it's the Great Wait Scotty Be Funny podcast, and I know it looks like I am locked up, guys, in interrogation. I am not. It is just bad lighting. I'm working on lighting here, so it's been... It's been great, man. So last time we checked in, things have been going awesome for me. I just did a show at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. It went amazing. Shout out to Lonnie and everybody who runs the Chocolate Sunday Show, Keelan Poole and Justin Hines for hosting. They did awesome. Trix closed it out. He did amazing too. So I was blessed to be on that show, man. Got to open it up and, you know, do my 3-minute set that I've been doing, like the one I've been doing since the pandemic. And brought the house down, which is pretty cool. So I got it, man. So that's, I definitely can retire those bits to my special whenever that happens, 2029 or probably at this point. So I'm on a 50 maybe. That was cool. California trip was really fun. Got to go with my friend, Guy Hanna, who's a local comedian, here in Arizona, based out of New Orleans and Nala, as they say. Cool dude. I don't think he liked the way I travel, though. Again, I'm pretty budget conscious, so I was basically, just trying to save pennies. I'm like, hey, we'll just kind of stay somewhere because we're not going to be in the hotel super long, right? Yeah, but it was no frills, dude. And now looking back at it, I think moving forward, I need to at least find a place that at least has a pool and like a hot tub we can go into that's not occupied by a family of immigrant mice, you know, and like an American Tale. I think 5 of them in this family over there. We were checked in by a family of possums. So, you know, that's, I think either they took my bags or they stole my bags. I have no idea. One or the other. And then there's like a raccoon back in the alley selling drugs and other stuff. But no, I don't know. I don't know what the prices were. I was a little bit too nervous. He looked like a rocket raccoon. So he talked like Bradley Cooper. It was crazy. Yeah. His henchman was Groot. So yeah, I knew that was bad news. So other than that, I mean, things are going good. I got to do the Lyric Hyperion. They're open mic, which is cool because that's one of the places I wanted to do. And I did Fourth Wall. They had a writer's mic and they were helping me out with them. A bit, which is cool. Like I said, I'm probably one of those rare comedians that, like, I'm okay, you know, getting, like, I'm okay getting help. Like, I don't mind, you know, I'm okay getting help, you know. Like, some people, like, they feel, like, I don't know if it's an ego thing, but, you know, they don't like being, you know, they don't like getting help, but, like I said, if someone can help me make my bit better, like I'm 100% okay with that. Yeah, I got no qualms with that. So really cool. What else, dude? Just kind of, you know, working. Killed it last week. Driving. I do gig work. So a lot of you guys know I'm a driver. So I had my best week ever. Almost did 100 trips, which was crazy. Had my best probably week. Earning since I was in my 20s, dude. So this was a lot of fun. You know, it's always cool. It's good to be able to kill it, dude. On the record side, get a lot of good things going. So that was cool. You know what's funny is doing the solo podcast. I just feel like as a comedian, like I can get up there and like knock out jokes for a while, but comes to doing podcast, dude, it's just like I feel like I run out of steam, dude. Like 5 minutes in, I'm like, yeah, all right, this is good. A little short and sweet, you know, podcast, but a lot of things covered. Also, streaming wise, I'm killing it. Guys, thank you everybody who's been listening to my music on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. And you guys, my streams are through the roof. And we're going to average like 2,500 streams a week. And then over like five, at one point almost 500 listeners on Spotify, which is awesome. Right now I'm about 400, I think. So, and that was up from like 150 2 months ago. So thanks everybody who's been listening to me. It means the world to me. I appreciate it. You know, birthday's next Monday, so get them gifts in. You guys got like 2 days to send those to me. Comment or message me if you want to send me a gift, and I'll give you guys an address to send that to. So, yeah, other than, man, I'll be 44. It's crazy, dude. So I think normally what I do is I used to do like the 44 things I want to do before I turn 44. But I think this year what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys 43 life lessons that I've learned. Next, hey. Oh, the puppy. She's strapped. 43 life lessons that I've learned in 43 and 51 weeks of living. The first one, so there's no order. It's not like top 44 or whatever. But just come to my head. The first one is to be grateful. Be grateful for everything that you have. You know, because sometimes, especially with nowadays with social media and stuff, everybody kind of loses sight of that. Everybody, you know, we all want everything like this. Like, I want it now. I want it instantly. You know, it's that instant gratification and shortening our attention spans, shortening our reasoning, shortening our, you know, really how we act to people. It's making a short, just everything. Short like me, basically. A short version of me. Short temper. Well, I'm not any of those, but it's making us like short-tempered, short attention span, short-sighted. And so just be grateful, you know. Just, and my business mentor, Dan Cushell, shout out Dan, one of the best people helped me be as business savvy as I've been. I wish I would use his tools a lot more frequently when I was younger. I would be way ahead of the game now, but I always remember he taught us to do a gratitude journal. Like, what am I grateful for? What am I happy about? And what did I do well? And so, on the grateful side, like the 10, you write down up to 10 things. If it's more, you know, let it flow. But at least 10, or up to 10. It might only be a couple in the beginning. And so, you know, what you're grateful for. And you'll know after a week of doing that, you'll notice these things, they'll shift. You'll see things more positively. Because that's like 90% of who you are is here. It's your thinking, right? Your attitude. You know, if you think positive and good things, like what you put out is what you'll get back. So people don't realize that. And people are like, oh no, I'm bummed. I'm supposed to be, but you're not. You can be anything you want. You know, honestly, I tell people nowadays, and kids too, you can be whatever you want to be. If you want to, I mean, obviously do the good stuff. Don't do anything bad. And that's going to come back to bite you in the ass, dude. I know from experience on that one. But be grateful would be the first one. Then the second one is just, you know, don't take everything seriously. You know, just, you know, certain things, you know, obviously you're going to have to take, you know, seriously. You know, things in life happen. You know, I'm older, so my parents are going through a lot of things, you know, themselves as they age. And so it's a whole adjustment, you know. You know, taking care of, you know, your parents, you know, when they're older, you know, checking in on them a lot more, you know, make sure that they're doing good. I live with my mom now, so luckily it's been a blessing for me to kind of see her recover from her surgeries. I was really worried for a while. So in that moment, you know, I had to kind of get serious, which I rarely do, but enjoy life, you know, have fun. And when you have to be serious, be serious. But dude, that's like 5% of your time. You gotta be serious. The other 95%, just be in the moment, be silly, just, you know, enjoy life, you know. Take time to enjoy the small things, you know. Enjoy sunset, smell some lilacs, you know, pick up a daffodil and, you know, blow them. Don't tell that meme crap. Okay. So, yeah, you know, be grateful. Don't take everything seriously, and then just enjoy your time. You know, time is precious, and it's the only thing you don't get back. You can't buy time back. You can't gain it back. It doesn't matter how many likes or the follows you get. You don't get, it's not like, oh, I got 1,000 likes. I get 25 extra minutes now. So enjoy the time you have, and spend it with people that love you. Enjoy it with people who care about you and want you to succeed. Because again, you get to choose that. You get to choose who you're around. You don't have to. You don't have to be stuck with people. You can be anywhere with anyone that you want to be. That would be my suggestion. And then secondly, so that's 3, 4. Date a stand-up comedian. The audio version. I winked. I was being a little facetious. We're okay. Maybe not date me. I've been told I can be a little bit problematic, a little bit troublesome, but that's a whole other story. Date someone that you can be in their company and you can enjoy being around. Because when you date, you're dating to establish a relationship, and that could be anything. That could be you hope that leads to like a long-term relationship. Maybe it leads to marriage, but or a domestic partnership, whatever. I don't know, whatever. It should be marriage, but yeah. It's 2023. If I tell you guys to be married, they're going to drag me through the town square, dude. He's going to drag me through the city center for saying that. But you should be married. Marriage is pretty awesome. That's the goal for everybody. Find someone that gets you eHarmony. Not sponsored, but if they want to sponsor this guy, I think we could have a cool, I'd be the Mormon Bachelor. Maybe they sponsor that. Maybe Hinge. Yeah, come on, match.com. Hook me up, dude. I need the, hook me up with the sponsorships. I need it. My family would love it, dude. We can make a fun little series of it. You can make me your TikTok, dude. But, Dylan Mulvaney can get Bud Light. Why can't Scotty get match.com, dude? Right? Hashtag free Scotty, dude. Scott free Scotty, dude. I don't know, whatever. We'll figure that one out. We'll edit that in post. So I said, date someone who understands you, gets you. That's the key. Because everyone I know that's successful has someone behind them, right? You just unlock a whole level of fame and opportunities being married, because I think people think it's less problematic. Like, oh, he's married. He's not going to be as much of a head case or troublesome if he's single, I think. I don't know. That's what it seems like. Fifth one, I'm trying to think. Smile. It's amazing. If smiling lights up everything around you. Just find moments to smile. And then 6, just laugh. Find a way to laugh each day. Just have, laughter is therapeutic. If you're having a rough day and you find something that makes you laugh, especially if you can get like a big guttural laugh, say, oh, those are always the best ones, dude. So find a way to laugh. Let's see what else. That's 6. Guys, maybe we'll stretch these out, dude. Maybe we'll do several podcasts and we'll stretch these out. But I think all in all, dude, I'm happy to be almost 44. I'm in my mid-40s. I mean, I've lived a good life. Should have done everything I wanted to do. My music's been across the world. Everyone's listening from just about every country, every continent. I've been able to grace really every stage I've wanted to be on, and at least West Coast wise, maybe East Coast would be the next big thing to go do all the clubs out there, but I mean, as far as out here, I've done just about every club, done all the clubs in Phoenix, and I'm so grateful for them. Shout out to Alex and Casey and Jim and Lamar and Tim and all those guys that opened their doors to their clubs for me. It's been, honestly, I just blessing in disguise. I mean, for a guy who literally sucked the first half of his career to have been able to now do all the things I've been doing to do, it's been pretty awesome. So I'm really kind of grateful for that. I'm really happy that I've been able to do really everything. I mean, honestly, I just at this point, everything's just icing on the cake. And eventually, sorry, it's dry in my room here. I'd love to travel. Be a travel comedian will be the goal ultimately. And then I've been looking at this Frontier airline thing. People have been telling me it's $299, but you can travel from now to the next year. So I want to do that. I think that's my plan. I'm probably next week. You know, before it, I'm hoping before the, my birthday, it's going to be my birthday gift to me. I'm going to buy that. So, I travel, I can go hit up clubs, dude, and go stay somewhere for like a week, go hit up all the mics and clubs everywhere, and we'll see, dude, we'll see, man. So, all right, guys, I'm just going to make this short and sweet. I guess thank you guys so much for listening to me. And yeah, we'll see you dudes in the future. Thank you guys so much for letting me record this. Appreciate it. And you guys have a great night. All right, guys, so on the audio version, I was closing out the live version, but yeah, I guess thank you so much for following me. Then locally, I'm actually excited. There's a really big thing that's going to be happening soon where I'm getting an opportunity to host for my favorite clubs, dude. Where I started the Tempe Improv at the Stand Up Live, also at CB Live. So I'm excited. So I do a little housekeeping stuff. So I'm excited. I'm hoping I get it. It would be a dream, dude, to again, because that's where I started doing comedy, was at the Tempe Improv. So if I can do that, that would be so cool. But again, it may not be the case. But if I do, it would be awesome. So, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But again, thank you guys so much for listening to the Scott to Be Funny, Great Weight, Scott Weight, podcast. And we're going to make a short and sweet episode tonight. And then we'll continue the 43, 44 things I'm grateful for. Maybe I'll do a bigger episode next week, or just, these podcasts, they're so random. So it could be tomorrow, it could be the next day. I don't know, but we'll see. So thank you guys for so much. Again, follow me everywhere, social media at Scotty Be Funny, SCOTTYBEFUNNY. And yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube. That'd be awesome. I just post all my comedy clips up on there. The podcast will go up there. The live one isn't up yet. I just recorded that on a separate thing. So they edit that and put it out later. But the audio will be coming out soon. So again, thank you so much for listening. We're going to do some fun ad reels, the made-up ones, and then a couple of regular ones. So again, thank you guys so much for supporting me, following me. Being a fan. New merch is coming up soon. Be on the lookout for that. That up on my artist page. If you guys want to follow me musically, it's $COTW8. Or as Alexa and Siri call me, $COTWAIT. So again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Those six things, remember, being grateful, being happy, smiling, date someone that is in the same, that you share the same interest with. Don't take things too seriously. And then just
And then live your life to its authentic self. And that's really all that matters. At the end, you know, hey, we're all God's children. He all wants the best for us. Wants to all be happy and successful. And even in your darkest moments, if you feel like you should give up, don't. Because it's that light is right around that corner. Now you're just 3 seconds away from glory. Now if you just hold on for 3 more seconds, or if you again, you know, you're as my mentor Dan taught me, you're just feet from diamonds or feet from gold. So just keep digging, you know, because success is right there. And just keep, you know, you work hard, work smart, be a good person. You know, do the right things, you know, you'll be blessed. That's all you've got to do. Maybe that's some other things I'll add to the list. But again, thank you so much for listening to the Great Weight Podcast, Scotty Be Funny Podcast. And I'm Scotty Weight, and see you later. All right, guys. So that is the podcast, man. We're just do a little short and sweet one, nothing fancy. That kind of gets you guys up to speed with me, kind of what's going on. And again, thank you for listening to me. I want to send also a special, quick shout out to some people that have been sponsoring me that I've not shouted out since I've been doing podcasts, and I want to thank them. I want to thank Raise Energy, who's been sponsoring me on Instagram. What's my post lately? So if you guys are looking for, you know, great energy, great taste without the crash and burn, man, Raise is the drink, man. Again, like a lot of things, drink responsibly. You probably don't want to drink like 8 in a row. That's probably a bad idea. But if you need like a little quick boost, man, you drink one of those cans, man. Booyah, dude. You go from 1 to 10 in no time. So Raise Energy. Grab Raise and feel the craze. Also, I want to shout out Official Her Team. They offer an amazing line of apparel. They do great work, great apparel, man. So if you need men, women, teens, kids, man, they got you covered. So great fashion, man. They're my go-to. So check them out on Instagram, Official Her Team. Also want to shout out A-List Apparel, you know, for supporting me, and also Vitamax, too, for supporting me, too. Also, thank you, everybody else. For listening to the Great Weight Podcast, and it's been a while. Like I said, I'll probably post you. I'm so sporadic with these bands. Sometimes I'll post a lot. Maybe sometimes I'll post a few. We'll kind of see. But thank you so much for listening to this short and sweet episode of the Scotty Be Funny Podcast. And enjoy your week. You guys get me by surprise. I didn't even know I was getting called up, man. It's cool, dude. So. So we got, what, 800 comics already? So I'm 801 Utah in the building. Just kidding, I'm from Utah and from Oregon, guys. Yeah.
Ooh, Oregon.
Yeah, where every drug's legal, I found out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I look like I took all the drugs, guys. No. Holy crap, this dude took all the drugs. I did, though, guys. This is not how I normally start off my comedy, but I'm going to tell you guys a little something embarrassing about me. I am Mormon. No. Yeah, and Gilbert, I know. Oh, Mormon and Gilbert? Whoa, that's rare, you know? That's like water out here, right? Everybody's Mormon out here, or Jehovah's Witness, or, you know, the, what's that big Christian, like, Central Christian, whatever? Is that what it is? I don't know. I'm riffing, guys. It's 10:30. It's past my bedtime, you know? It's too late for me.
Yeah!
I know.
Go for it.
They let me out, guys. My mom let me out. She said I could come out, dude. Well, one of my moms. The other three weren't too happy, but yeah. She's the cool one. Yeah, like I said, guys, I'm Scotty Wade. I'm 42, and I'm single. Probably because I'm 42 and I still go by Scotty. Yeah. Not as tall as I want to be. Not as thin as I want to be. But I've been told I've got beautiful baby blue eyes. Audience, what do you think? Is that true? Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think, audience? Close. Ooh, very close. All right, don't stop me. Okay.
And why would my therapist lie? And I know you're looking at me like, you're like, whoa, guys, this guy is like the most Christian crip I've ever seen, you know? blue hat, blue shorts, black shoes, doesn't matter, it's okay. But now you're like, oh my gosh, it's a midget Bruce Willis! Holy crap, this is not on the menu, Jim. I did not order the bald Christian crip up here, Jim. JP's, this is not what I ordered on the menu. Yeah, it's crazy, guys. But, like I said, I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. 10 years ago, my mom's friend called me a good egg. You know, obviously, because of baldness. But now, you know, when she calls me a stone cold stunner, I know who she's into. She's into me. You know, Stone Cold Steve Autism. That's accurate, you know? That's accurate. That's crazy, though. Like I said, being my age, it's the worst, dude. Because people try to set you up on dates, you know, when you're single, and I hate it because they never set me up with anyone good. It's never their best or their brightest. It's always like, which one of our loser friends can we saddle Scotty up with so we never see the both of them ever again? It's cool, though. They did set me up on a blind date recently with a little person who looked like Demi Moore. Yeah, midget Bruce Willis, mini Demi.
All right.
That's in heaven. Till midway through the date, she left me for a midget Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. I got mini punk on my date. Yeah, lame. Yeah, you know how awkward it is to be the third wheel on a tight bike? Awkward AF, as the kids say, yeah. Awkward AF, dude. Like I mentioned earlier, I am Mormon. Like I said, yeah, probably didn't recognize it on my bicycle. But, you know, I love being Mormon, man. I love not knowing what sex is like. Yeah. Love, like I said, wondering if my mom was my dad's favorite wife. Yeah. And so my parents, but I'm also from a divorced home, right? And so being divorced in Mormon is the worst. Because it's not like, it's literally like, you know, when you're kids, like when you're playing out in the recess and they would pick teams. So when it came to me and my brothers, like my parents wanted my older brothers. Like, I'll take Brian, take Stevie, I'll take Jamie, my older brothers, right? But when it came to me, it's like, nope, I don't want him, you know? Yeah. And then my mom, she didn't want me. And then my other mom didn't want me. And then my mom didn't want me. But the fourth mom, you know, she was, I said, the cool one, let me come hang out with you guys tonight. She wanted me, but she also wanted child support. So now I'm living with my dad, yeah? 40 years later, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's cool though when your parents are divorced, because dads, right, are awesome. Like, dads let you do whatever they want. My dad, a little bit more badass, kind of like Jack Bauer from 24. He said, "All right, we're gonna have fun. Where's the fun at? You know, Chloe, get on it. Where's the fun?" That was his girlfriend, Chloe. Yes. Yeah. All right. All right, you're 24 fans, okay, yeah, that's got a mid-2000s reference. No one's getting it, it's cool, I get it. All right, yeah. Let's come up here and hang out, guys, and I think that's my time. JP's, you rock. I appreciate y'all. Good night.
What's up, guys? The current events going on, everything's been a little bit crazy. Of course, like we just covered in the last segment, what I'd like to do right now, though, is something that I just kind of like to do. Now, I haven't done it quite yet, but I want to do it on this podcast, is I kind of want to do, like, fake commercials. So these are, like, fake commercials for either actual companies or, like, maybe, like, made-up companies that eventually could be real companies. Because it seems like every time, like, you, like, if you watch TV or if you watch, like, Hulu with ads like I do, you always see, like, those medicine commercials, and I know the comedic bit is, yeah, everybody covers like, oh, all the benefits, but all the none of the side effects. So what I would like to do is do like a couple of those, happened the reverse, where like it named all the bad side effects, and then like what it cures. So I'm just gonna do a couple of fake ads. These aren't real, by the way. And if they're funny though, maybe these companies will want me to be an official sponsor. So we're gonna try our best. We're gonna do a few of these kind of off the cuff here. So here we go. First one, guys, is for it's an energy drink I really like. I think you guys will like it too. It's called Ghost Energy. Because you know when you're feeling a little bit low energy, you don't feel right, what you need is you need that extra spirit. You need, you know, like the summon, you know, something from the far beyond, you know, from the ooh. So Ghost Energy gives you that boost. Ghost Energy, go ahead and, you know, give them a drink. They're great. A lot of good nutritional stuff in there. I think it's got caffeine. It's got meth in it. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't have that. It's actually, it just has the neurological stuff that people are putting in energy drinks now. So it's supposed to give you good focus, good energy. I tried one last week. It was the Sour Patch Kid one. It's great. So Ghost Energy, it will give you that boost. This podcast has been sponsored by them. This episode of the Scotty B. Funny Podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bill's Boner Bonanza Pills. Have you ever, you know, guys, you know, sometimes you're not in the mood, you know? Your lady, you know, she's feeling it, man. She's into that box of wine. You know, she just heard, you know, the Taylor Swift brand new album, Folklore, and you know, she's in her feelings, and you know, she wants, you know, she's in the mood. She wants a little of you, but, you know, you're not feeling it. That's where Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills come in. They will give you the boost, along with Ghost Energy Drinks, to, you know, take care of your lady. So go ahead and grab some of Dr. Bill's Boner Blue Pills. Now, I will tell you guys this. Side effects are incredible sex till you're dizzy, sex till you go blind, lasting erections more than 4 hours without any troubles. You don't need to go see a doctor after. You should. Now, if your boner is longer than, or your erection, as they would say, is longer than 8 hours, you have to actually tell your wife to call a friend, and then, you know, you keep going, guy or girl, doesn't matter, and then you know, because, you know, this thing goes for 12 hours, I mean, it's a full day for you, you know, your girlfriend, your significant other will definitely be impressed. Just take a couple of these. Now, you do want to take them the day before. There's a 12-hour kind of kick in, so make sure that you take it 12 hours the latest before your promised escapade. Now, you're asking yourself, Scotty, if I'm taking Dr. Bill's blue boner pills, you know, in spur of the moment, will it work? And the question is yes. It's just, you know, it basically heightens your natural, you know, reaction. You know, when you're aroused, it kind of does that naturally for you. Yeah, it just makes you a little bit stronger down there. There has been a couple of women have orgasmed too much to where they've actually fainted and they have gone blind. That's the side effect from women that are with guys that use this pill. So that's the only really drawback from that one. So again, that's Dr. Bill's Blue Boner Pills. Find those at any, you know, CVS, Planned Parenthood, you know, really Walgreens, you know, any, you know, kind of CD, you know, corner of your local streets, that is where you can find those. Also, the Scotty Be Funny Podcast is sponsored by, you know, shady personal trainer at your gym, you know, cause you know, when you're out there and, you know, you're working out, right. You know, you're just kind of, you know, getting those reps in, you're, you know, lifting. And the guy looks like he's way into like physical fitness. He approaches you. He's like, hey, you're lifting it at a 45 degree angle. If you actually do it at a 46 degree angle, you'll actually get a little bit stronger muscles. And then you're like, okay, thanks, man. And then you kind of finish up your workout, and then he kind of tells you, he's like, oh, hey, man, I'm just here mysteriously at gym A here, because I actually run my own gym at gym B. It's a lot better. It's like three times the price, but you get me working with you 24/7. I'll provide you your own meal kit, meal prep, where it's only going to be bland chicken, steamed vegetables, and you can only drink water with a sprinkle of pure organic sugar. Has to be Himalayan white organic grown sugar, or else it's too much calories and you'll be fat for life. And so it's sponsored by that guy. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by the next generation of seltzers, because everything is seltzer. It's sparkling water. You got, beer, that's seltzer. You've got, obviously, water, flavored seltzer water. You've got soda, which is just really soda with soda water. So you have energy drinks that are now seltzer water. This takes it to the next level. This is it's only legal where marijuana is legal, but it's a CBD marijuana infused sparkling water, and it's called Jamaican Me Crazy Sparkling Water. It's actually imported from Jamaica. It's actually, guys, it's been blessed by a very, very sacred strand that Bob Marley used to smoke when he was with the Wailers. His family, his kids have passed it down from generation to generation. And so the recipe actually made it here to the United States from a cousin of theirs. And so he actually infused this water with that secret family recipe of the Marley's. So this is a Jamaican Me Crazy CBD infused marijuana seltzer. Very great. You can find it at any Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fry's, really any grocer that sells seltzer. So go check that out. It's really good. It's only in the states that are legal. So Oregon, California, Washington, right now, but possibly in Arizona coming up here in a few weeks, and eventually they will make a medicinal version that will be available for all the states that have medicinal. So Jamaican Me Crazy infused CBD marijuana water, great, go check that out. And yeah, so those are just guys, some fun kind of ads I'm doing. Those aren't obviously some of those aren't real. The only one that was actually real in that one, there is a company called Ghost Energy that it really is good water, energy drinks. You want to drink that? I drink it when I drink energy drinks. If not, I go to my local Circle K, my little gas station here in Arizona. I don't know if they're throughout the country, but Circle K has great drinks. Go grab you a Polar Pop if you're ever in Arizona. It's amazing. Circle K, go check them out. And so, because those are my little funny ad rolls. Now, if they ever do become stuff, I do want to cut. So, if anybody does make those products with those names, I am claiming those names. Just give me a cut. A small percentage. We'll talk it. And so, those are my funny ad rolls. Thank you guys for listening to this part of the Scotty Funny Podcast.